titles the blog for Staff from the Stones, Lucas Charleston. Titles, or a title, are imperative to any story or novel. Although there have been books, there's been titles. But why? Why, as a living race, need titles to anything in Majig? How is this so important to you, as a reader, your book, and yourself? Sit back. Get excited like the time the firefighters fought to save your house from burning, found your answer machine that had the message from an agent, and all you heard was your agent just called. Titles. Let's look at the word. Titles are names that are identified by books, make you sigh or scream at a movie, a song, recognition of a painting, categorize music arrangements, and other literacy or artistic work. But it also does something a little bit more important when you see a title. It claps your mind and holds the grind of your life. Grass, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Air, Dungeons and Dragons, Rocks, A Farewell to Arms, Beer, Alanis Morissette, Spider-Man, and The Staff from the Stone. These titles are entitled to emotions and pull on the heart of life. They remind you of a time that has come or is yet to come. For example, when the radio DJ blares out a name of some artist, you think of a title of a song that artist has to. You wonder, will it be my favorite song he plays? You know the title of the song that you want to listen to, and that's very important to anyone as we associate titles being human. We categorize things we hate and like with titles. With the title of a story, you set the mood. For example, Spider-Man, Superman, Lord of the Rings. These are titles that will tell you the tone of the story. The Staff of the Stone, my book's title. What does it tell you? I bet just the title itself tells you what my story would actually bring. So, besides the title of your story, that will set the tone of your story, what do titles do for you? Ever watch the news, read a newspaper, and you see a mononym, a single name? The huge words like student, I, you, person, and other such nouns to catch your attention, to bring you into their story. The student burns down the chapel. You are being warned about a virus. A teacher has sex with a student, and a gorilla grows 3 feet taller and makes you a milkshake. But let's change those mononyms. Lucas burns the chapel. Lucas warns you about a virus. Lucas has sex with a teacher and a student at the same time. Lucas grows 3 feet taller and makes you a milkshake. But let's change it again. Michael Bay burns the chapel. The Pope warns you of a virus. Ronnie Downey Jr. has sex, laughs about teacher having sex. Master Chief grows 3 feet taller and makes you a milkshake. The stories have changed. I always hated the news for not using people's names. They slap in a noun, a verb, and we get a story. Like your meme, it should be important to the effect of the story. Let's take this to another step. Here's ABC's top stories. 7, NJ, which NJ I'm assuming means New Jersey, school football players charged in hazing. Ebola patient had 103 degrees when released from a hospital. Woman exonerated, freed after 17 years in prison. Who are these people? I don't know. Does it matter? No. But they are titles to a story. Let's change it again. Lucas is a football player charged in hazing. Lucas had 103 degrees and was released from the hospital. Lucas, exonerated, free after 17 years in prison. Who am I? Well, kind of know who I am. But it's a name changes the fact of the story, and I'm not just some random person anymore. I'm getting ahead of myself. Again, let's change the story. Michael Bay is a football player, charged and hazing. The Pope has a 103 degree temperature. Sonic the Hedgehog are exonerated, free after 17 years of a bit bad game. Sorry, I would put RG's name in this, but Iron Man would never be jailed. Titles mean everything. And name changes everything. Have your name, instead of an I, a you, a student, a person, a teacher, etc., will place an emotional charge to that, and a face, an idea. You want to be that. You want your name, and not just an author or writer. You want a newspaper to read Lucas Charleston, and then awesome. And everybody knows it's about a novel because it uses your name. So what's my point? Besides the title for a book, you should now get the idea that you are the title of your book. It all leads to this. As a writer, I figure you'd be three people. Number one, can I do this? This person has the title of the dreamer. This person wishes to be a writer or an author. He or she questions their placement in life. Can they be a writer? Is my story good? Every writer will be at this stage. That question will be the first choice of many. This person will judge by the choices he or she makes from that question and looks at itself. And that's the question we all must face. If we burn away all the worthless information that we need for, we are left with the choice. We're left with a pure product, the choice, for all time. You have this. You have the choice to do whatever you want. But the choice cannot be absolute. Do not assume your decision means you're going to be that thing. However, do not subscribe to fear. Do not fear what you can be. Keep living life. Keep saying, can I do this? Can I write? These people have the title of the dreamers. Always dream. Even if you think you've made the wrong choice, you got to always think that you might. Think. You got to always think that making the wrong choice is a challenge to overcome. And not an obstacle to be avoided. 2. I can do this. This person has the title of the writer. He or she have condemned themselves to the slave labor of the word on the whale. Although that sounds terrible, I always like to think it is something as simple as a common cold. It just happens. You catch a cold. Always like to think it as that. You can catch the writing bug. Now, you're going to keep on writing for the rest of your life now. Now, you said, I can do this. That means you can write, you can be an author, I can do this. This is what you'll have to say when you are a writer. Because you come face to face with trouble. Being a writer means you have little money, so you're going to be facing financial issues. If you're not good at grammar, well, you might be going to school for a couple of years. You might forget to eat because you're writing. Family and parents might not understand why you're writing and not being a career and getting money. Why you're not becoming a doctor. You do not want to have sex with anyone because you're writing. Death of a loved one, loneliness and depression. Yet, we can look at all these troubles in the face and say, I can do this. Third, I am this. This is the most powerful saying ever. A title of an author. I am this. I am an electrician. I am an Xbox tester. I am a man. I am a woman. I am the best soccer player in the world. I'm an author. This is the most important thing to say. I am an author. This is what you say when you look in the mirror, and you got to say it. I am an author, and you got to believe it. No questions. I know it sounds childish, but it empowers you to have that idea in the head on who you are. This is a secret to many and a simple choice to some. This person has a title of an author. And not just an author. Not just an author of a novel. Author of their own life. And the author of any choice they make. The author of your career. Your story. Think about it. Saying you're an author. Say it. I am an author. This saying leads you to a life of these words. I am this. You got to see your own immorality by saying this. You see how long it takes to make your dream come true. And not choosing a life that is an easy choice. You got to see how fragile life is and how important each moment is as you walk down that path of I am this. So, you do not drift through your life with the plan of going to one interview, to the next agent, to the next running convention, and you say, I am this, and rock out like a rock star. You will seize all the opportunities, knowing that you are an author, and not just a writer. You will show the world who you are. I am this. You gotta learn to risk it all, or not play it safe. And get noticed by every single person that you meet. So there you have it. A title is not just for a book. It is important for yourself. I am Lucas Charleston, author. Keep on writing, guys.